Jazz, I know you like to be called Jazz.
That's correct.
Step to the microphone.
Hello.
Yep. I'll get out of your way in a minute, but I just wanted to kind of get a feel for what it was that gave you inspiration for producing this special gift that you're going to share with us in a short while.
Oh, my gosh.
As you wandered around the games over the last few days.
I had so much inspiration, Derek. I had too much inspiration. And now, after hearing the interviews and some of the stories from the people on stage, I want to write another poem. The challenge was honing it down into one poem to share with you tonight, to be honest. The beautiful things that I got to witness are the things that maybe the athletes don't necessarily have a chance to appreciate because they're so focused on the games, or the organizers because they're so focused on things being smooth, going smoothly, or the coaches because, or the volunteers because they're just wanting the athletes to be able to do the very best that they can. But there's me. What's my job? Not much, but that means that I get to witness so much about what might have gone missed otherwise. The little tiny bits of glue that keep the games together. The things that mark the journey from every single country that you've come from here to the UK, or even just to get from the residences to the pitch. Because that's a journey, isn't it? And those small things, each one of those requires teamwork, requires organization, requires trust. And I've seen all of this, even to get from the sidelines of the cricket pitch over to the wicket to get into batting position. That in itself takes trust, takes teamwork, takes coordination. And you can tell that this would have been a long poem if I didn't have the discipline. Yes, basically I've been able to witness all the many things that might have gone unnoticed, but that make the games be able to play. Thank you. Yes, so my name is Jasmine Gardosi, and as Derek has said, I am Birmingham's Poet Laureate. It's been my absolute privilege to watch the games this week. I have spoken to a few of you. I see you in the audience, and I've witnessed many more of you. So what I've written here is a letter of appreciation to all the athletes, to the spectators, to all the athletes from the spectators from Birmingham. And I just want to thank the organizers, the volunteers. I want to thank Yuri. I want to thank Emma for making someone like myself, who is new to the games, be here, drink it in. And I've been telling all my friends about this. In my opinion, this is way more interesting to watch than the sport that I've watched in the past. So one thing that really struck me is the contrast. During play, there's silence. And then out of play, there's a lot of noise, as it's needed, isn't it? And so for this poem, I'd like you to do something for me. I'm going to need your help at one point. And what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to say one line. Those who can see me, I'll be doing this with my hands. Those who do not, you'll hear me say, and then that's when we roar. And at that bit, I'd like you all to cheer, to roar, to applause, the same way you would on the football pitch, right? During half time, when everyone just then just chants and just stamps and everything, can we just practice that for a second? And I will be talking whilst you're saying that. I'll be continuing the poem over your cheers and your roars, but that's okay, because when it's time to shush, I'll say shh. Does that make sense? Yeah, shall we practice that for a second? So you'll hear, and then that's when we roar. And we keep talking. Yes, excellent. And I'm going to say the poem. Keep saying the poem. Excellent. You're doing a fantastic job. And then I'm going to say, shh. Perfect. I think we've got this. All right, here's the poem, everyone. I hope that you enjoy. Shh. Quiet, please. Quiet while in play. And all at once, the silence blows across the pitch. The hush echoes around the arena. And now, apart from the rustle of a guide dog's harness, it sounds like no one's here. You read the braille of the court with your trainer. You feel the sweaty grub of the eye mask on your face. You weigh the balance of the paddle in your glove. Ready? Yes. Play. And then it starts. You take the shoulder that will take you to the mat. Take a breath and then take the bat. You take courage and you take the risk. You take the swing even if you miss. You take a run forward. You make the call, even if that means that you take a fall, because you'll just get up again. You'll take a stand. You take your life back into your hands. You can't see the goal, but you take the shot, because sight ain't the only sense that we've got. The second you strike, that takes faith, because you believe the ball will find its way. The sport that you do, it takes guts. These games make history because they take trust. Trust in your body and what it can do. Trust in your teammates who trust you back too. Even trust in your opponent who stands across from you, because you still both stand in the dark, and together you find a way through. I've seen you. I've seen an Aussie wicket keeper reach across continents to take the hand of the Indian B1 batter to guide him into position. I see you. I know of the partially sighted Moroccan who stepped into goal when she was needed. I see you. I have seen a judoka help up his foe from the ground when he was defeated. I see you. I have heard the rally of words two tennis players always say to make sure their opponent is prepared. Ready? Yes, play. I didn't know that rivalry required so much care and communication. Competing in these world-blind games is cooperation across nations. 60 countries finding one universal language to look out for each other, to help, to support. Yes, there are medals to win, but the true prize is the cause of blind sport. And hearing you all speak this common tongue makes me, the poet, almost speechless today. I'm stunned into silence, which is just as well, because we're still in play. And it's so quiet in here, almost like there's no audience in the arena, almost like it didn't happen, like we haven't seen you. But then the point is won. The goal is scored. The full time bell rings. And then that's when we roar. Yeah. We stamp in the stalls. We clap. We cheer. We make it clear that we are here. We're listening. We're watching. We're taking notes. We want you to know you're not playing alone. Shh. Your acts of athleticism may happen in the dark, but this is a totally different ball game you've shown. We need to learn the rules now. And even if we don't see the path, we take this step together into the unknown. Thanks to you, we see sport differently. We witness your strength. We walk with you. into a future we don't see, but sense. Thank you.